This episode of the New Christendom Daily is taken from a live radio broadcast. There's no scripts. There's no do-overs. There's no cuts. It's just from a live radio show done by a guy with a microphone and a set of earbuds and a radio show who pours his heart, his mind, and his body and soul into one thing, bringing about the New Christendom Daily.
I want to play the statement from President Trump yesterday about this indictment. As the more this happens here, the more they throw the proverbial book at him, like the Babylon Bee was joking, Trump indicted for 1997 ripping off of mattress tag. Because, you know, it's a federal, it's a crime to tear the tag off of a mattress. And if the feds find out that you did it, they'll come after you. Which is why I made the joke in the email newsletter today, Trump indicted for installing 5 gallon per flush toilet. You obviously don't know and stuff that today, like the maximum like amount of water and stuff that's like available that you can use in like a toilet and stuff is 3 like liters. Dummy. Why digital media fell out, so it's number 12. Trump statement after the indictments.
Country is in a very dark place right now. But even after everything the deep state has done to me, I will never give up on America. Mark my words, in 2024, we will win back the White House. We will make America great again. I have no doubt about it. They come at me from left. They come at me from right. The rhinos, the communists, the Marxists, the fascists. We will not only survive, we will be stronger than ever before. We're fighting a fight like nobody ever thought possible, and we're winning. We won in 2016. We had a rigged election in 2020, but got more votes than any sitting president. We're going to win like never before, and we're going to make America great again. I can truly say, I believe, better than ever before. Thank you for all of your support and for all of your prayers.
Okay, so you might notice that he said in 2020 we got the most votes. He has been told by counsel now to stop saying that he won in 2020. Just small observation from the guy that ought to pack it in because he can't grow his audience by one solitary listener. But other people, yeah, why are we still, what are we doing here in this Crusade Channel thingy? I don't know. You tell me. I am King Dude at ProtonMail.com. Now, here's an interesting sidebar to this or answer to this. The nanosecond that I heard the charge, and then I listened to Jack Smith read the count, and then Jack Smith, kind of the criminal here, Biden's henchman, kind of reads what the law says, and I go, there's no way you can prove that. You know, Judge Napolitano went to great pains to say, I think that they can make the case 2 or more people conspired. You have to have motive, Judge. You know this. You've got to have a motive. There is no way you're going to get the motive that Trump knew that what he was doing was wrong and that he truly lost and that all avenues had been exhausted and that Biden had actually won. So, and here is the statement, and we'll get it today, according to John Solomon, that proves it. Play digital media file number 11. This is a clip from whoever is the host of Real America's Voice with investigative journalist John Solomon. Here is what Solomon says in response to, we know how this is going to happen. The guy goes, no, I don't think that's how it's going to happen because I have this tape and I'm going to release it today.
Joining me now is founder of Just the News and host of Just the News, No Noise, right here on this network. Our buddy John Solomon is back with us. John, it's great to see you. I actually
think this opens
up an entire legal strategy for President Trump now to subpoena or call in as witnesses in this case everybody surrounding election fraud and start to make his case, thanks to Jack Smith.
Yeah, that may happen. I don't think the judge is going to allow that, particularly a D.C. judge. I think a more likely scenario is that there are real serious issues here of double jeopardy. He was impeached and acquitted. Two, presidential immunity. You saw this ruling in Pennsylvania yesterday. It could have significance to Jack Smith. There is a doctrine that the president can't be had legal action taken against him for actions he officially took as president. It was clear President Trump was acting in his capacity as president when he made these comments and raised these concerns. And then I think a third thing, and it goes to what Andrew McCarthy, you just showed that clip, very important, state of mind. Can Jack Smith really prove that Donald Trump didn't think these things were still viable allegations on January 6th? And I'm going to make some documents available tomorrow. They're very important documents. They're from the files of Bernie Kerik, the former NYPD chief. He was running the investigative team on Trump's legal team to see what was true and not true. On January 6th, these documents show Bernie Kerik had not yet made any determinations whether a lot of the allegations floating around that Donald Trump wanted investigated were true or not. In fact, they were so uncertain whether they can prove them or not, their only fallback was, we got to ask legislatures and other bodies of authority to look at this. So, that is very important exculpatory evidence of the president. We're going to make that public tomorrow. Jack Smith just got these 2 weeks ago. You think he might want to look at them a little more closely before he brought this indictment? Instead, he rushes that indictment out.
Well, there's a story at the Federalist today by Avita Duffy Alonzo where she quotes a source, someone wrote it somewhere that says that they have Biden on the record saying that he was upset at the pace of the persecution of Trump. He called Merrick Garland up and said, "Stop treating him like a prosecutor and start treating him like the enemy." In other words, stop worrying about what you can prove. Just ruin the man. Gee, what a great way to do business. Amazing, huh? What an, you hear that and you go like, you don't want to believe that that's how they actually think. You don't want to believe that that's what is said behind closed doors. But that is exactly, here it is. This is the third indictment regime leader Biden's Department of Injustice has levied against his primary political opponent, marking an unprecedented abuse of power. Usually only seen in banana republics, Biden's actions are a severe departure from the unity messaging. During a 2020 NPR interview, Biden said that prosecuting Trump, his chief political rival, would not be very good for democracy. But fast forward to this year when the new Teton Times reported that Biden was, quote, frustrated with Merrick Garland for not prosecuting Trump. The Times wrote that the president, quote, wanted Mr. Garland to act less like a ponderous judge and more like a prosecutor who was willing to take decisive action over the events of January the 6th, close quote. If you ask this radio practitioner, TV presenter, if you ask me, the worst thing that could happen to regime leader Biden is that Trump would be convicted of anything as a result of his persecution. Because not only is he going to get an asterisk, Biden, in history books, he's going to be reviled, hated, loathed by so many tens of millions of people that if he ever did anything good in his wretched excuse for a public life, it's all going to be erased. And by the by, to add injury to insult, or maybe for extra credit, depending on whose side you're on, if you are actually successful, let's just say Smith nails him and a jury in Mordor unanimously convicts Trump on all counts that it's Fat Alvin. Fat Alvin gets him on all 34 counts. He's guilty on all the counts. Let's just say he's convicted of all of them. And they sentence him to 120 years in Leavenworth. You put him there, Joe. History is going to treat you like Philip the Fair and Henry VIII. You put him there. This is on you. And by the way, he's probably going to run from prison, and he's probably going to beat you anyway. And then, yeah, he's going to pardon himself. What are you going to do about it? Let me tell you what you're going to do about it. You're going to go back to your wretched life, and you're going to live your wretched excuse for a wretched life out with your wretched son, your conspiring and conniving wretched excuse for a wife, and all of the wretched, diabolical people you have surrounded yourself with. You know, if this were biblical times, Joe, you know what would happen to you in your White House? A crack would open up, a fissure in the freaking ground, and swallow all of you up. And it wouldn't even burp and spit one of you out just to show that God has mercy, because we know that he does. It would just swallow all of you and then close back up again. And people go like, hey, where'd the Bidens go? Where's Peppermint Zaki? Where's Corinna Jean-Pierre? Where's Jack Smith? Well, I don't know. The earth opened up and swallowed him. And it would be fitting. You know what? It would actually be an act of justice. Maybe on the way down, you could remember the words to the Confiteor or the perfect act of contrition, and you could tell God, I didn't mean it. Forgive me. Because short of that, this is what the end of an empire really looks like. At the highest levels, when not even the highest levels can be held together because of number one, and the number one sin that's at work here is you have rejected God. God said, you shall not bear false witness, Joe. You're bearing it. God says, thou shalt not steal. You're stealing. God says, thou shalt not commit murder. But murder is exactly what's being committed in Ukraine under your authority, with your blessing, and with the money you have stolen from children that haven't even been born yet. Who do you think is going to pay back the trillion that the Treasury borrowed yesterday? Yesterday! That's just to cover their ASS from May until September of this year. Where do they get around to borrowing from October to December? Another $900 billion. These aren't the actions of righteous people who wish to govern and who wish to lead their subjects or their citizens to the true common good, which is salvation. No, it's not. It's every man for himself. And I'm going to take as much with me off of the sinking ship Titanic as I can. And screw you and everybody else that's on it. This is no way to end a public life, Mr. Biden. But you know what? This is how yours is going to end. And all of human history will get to look back on it, and they'll get to look at you like the Vladimir Lenin punk that you are. Congratulations, Joe. Hope you saved it. So, what else do we have? Lots of good stuff on the cut sheet. Hang on. Here's Biden in 2020 being asked by the host of a show on HBO about Hunter's business dealing. Now, see if you can catch the dodge. Number one.
To serve on the board of a Ukrainian energy company facing serious corruption charges, you were the vice president running point on Ukraine. The average Joe hears that and says, that sounds fishy. What's your understanding of what your son was doing for an extraordinary amount of money?
I don't know what he was doing. I know he was on the board.
Yeah, you
I
do.
Found out he was on the board after he was on the board. And that was it.
Stop the tape! You didn't find out afterwards. You were in on the phone call. You knew that what he was doing. You were called. Remember, you were the brand that had to be sold to get him on the board. You don't need to hear the rest of it, because he just keeps repeating the same lie.